A single spark can set off a fire that'll burn down a whole forest. And in the same way, little compromises have a nasty habit of robbing us of the good things that God has planned for our lives. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Can I ask you very plainly today, what compromises have you allowed to creep into your life that are robbing you of the good things that God has planned for you? What evil do you allow to persist in your life that prevents God from working through you in perhaps the way and to the extent and with the power that He really wants to? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. In a large house there are things made of gold and silver, but there are also things made of wood and clay. Some of these are used for special purposes, others for ordinary jobs. The Lord wants to use you for special purposes, so make yourself clean from all evil. Then you'll be holy and the Master can use you. You'll be ready for any good work. It's a vivid picture, isn't it? It's a picture that's meant to raise the question in our minds, which one am I in God's eyes? Am I one of those vessels of gold or silver set apart for special purposes? Or am I one made of wood or clay for ordinary jobs? Remember, it was the vessels of wood and clay that were used for carting out the night soil. An essential job, to be sure, but not necessarily the one you want to be used for, I'm imagining. What does God want? The Lord wants to use you for special purposes. So make yourself clean from all evil. Then you'll be holy and the Master can use you. You will be ready for any good work. That's His word fresh for you today. Absolutely. God wants you to live in victory over sin. And no, that's not always easy. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His word.